Welcome again, everyone. This is Vance Rogers, your host of Saturday AM Live, and I want to thank everyone for joining us. We've got quite a few people that are going to take part in a call that we've never done. And I look back over the 8, 9, 10 years that we've been doing this call, and I kind of did a quick review of some of the highlight calls, and we've never had a Ken product tip call. So what we're going to focus on, and as those of you as you join, and if you're, again, if you're in an area where there's a lot of background noise, or you're on a cell phone, or you think it might add some static to the line, we're going to keep the line totally open this morning, and so if you've got any background noise, star 6 will mute you, and then star 6 will also bring you back. If you think, you know, your grandson or granddaughter or daughter or niece, nephew, whatever, someone's going to run in and be disruptive or whatever the case may be, or you got to, you know, excuse yourself and use the loo, well, before you flush, hit star 6. That way you don't have to bless the rest of us with the noise there. And looking back over my going into, let's see, for Stacy and I, this is going into our 18th year with Nikon. We've never seen a product instruction manual or a user's guide or anything that's been produced by the company. Instead, all of the creativeness for use of these amazing products has been left up to us as wellness consultants. You know, if it looks like a bed, we put it on the bed. If it looks like a shoe, you put it in your shoe. If it looks like something you should run water through and drink it, well, that's what you do. Or as many have said, you know, if you got an ache, an owie, a bruise, or a bump, well, you stick a Nikon on it.
Entirely.
You know, well, how exactly does that work? I mean, what products do you use? Well, that's what we're going to talk about this morning. And we're going to spend the next 30 minutes or so sharing different ideas of how to use Nikon products for maximum results. And some of the things that you wouldn't normally think about using the products for. One that always pops into my mind, that you're driving down the road and all of a sudden you get the hiccups for some unknown reason. What do you do? I mean, you can't really grab a brown paper bag unless you travel with one all the time and do some deep breathing into that. Well, you reach down very carefully, always focusing on the road and keeping at least one hand on the steering wheel, not a knee. Slip one of your mag steps out or your mag strides and put it over your, you know, your belly on your diaphragm and watch what happens. This is a great game to play with kids, because it's often funny to see how long it takes, even get them to count how long or how quickly those hiccups will pass. Just, you know, things like that. So I've got a whole slew up my sleeve, but I don't want to hear mine. I want to hear yours, and I know everybody else will be blessed. So who wants to jump in there and share an idea of creative Nikon products? And again, just to remind everybody, if you're in an area where there's a lot of noise or you're afraid that you're going to might alter the course of the call, if you hit star 6, that'll mute your line and keep it clear for everybody else. So we're talking about product uses and creative ways to maximize what Nikon's given us.
Karen will kick it off.
Go ahead, Karen.
Okay, I have to preface the couple by don't do these at home, because it's only because I was aware of the medical situation as well as what the magnets could do, that we did what we did.
5-4-8.
The first incident actually happened just a few days ago, and I was eating some french fries, and I had finished eating, and I was going to tell Chris something, and I took a deep breath, and there was apparently a little particle left in my mouth that went and settled right on top of my vocal cords. And they decided to go into spasm, and I couldn't breathe. And the vocal cords barely open up every once in a while, and so I could get a little air in. And I knew I was in trouble. And Chris came by, and you know, should I call EMS? Do you need Heimlich? And I said, no, I need a magnet. Don't call EMS. Give me a magnet. with little speaking I could do. So we put he put a back flex on the back of my throat, and he used MagBoy in the front. And it took a couple of minutes, but I could feel the spasm stop. I mean, so that I could get a little bit down. And, you know, the reason why I shook my head, I didn't need EMS, because I knew they, by the time they get there, I'd either be gone or I'd be better. And so in a matter of just a couple of minutes, we managed to get the spasms to release, and I was breathing, and life was good.
Wow.
And, you know, the first thing that popped in my head was magnets, because I knew that the magnets release spasms, and that's what I was having. But, you know, certainly that's not what I advise everybody else to do, but it's certainly, you can call 911 and then do that.
Sure.
Because, you know, it would take EMS, but, I mean, if the spasms continued, I wouldn't get oxygen. I'd be dead for 10 minutes before they'd get here.
Right.
So
right.
That was a wonderful thing.
And Karen, one of the things that is kind of strikes interesting to me is that the products, all of Nikin's products, not just the magnets, the far infrared, the negative ion technology, even the nutritional, it will allow the body to do what the body's supposed to do. And, you know, even an article of food, like small piece of french fry, going down the wrong pipe, basically, and causing a reaction. Well, what you did with the MagBoy and the Flex, relax those muscles enough to get things to flow in the right way.
And that was scary because, you know, medically I said, shit, I'm going to die unless I do something, like, right now. And so I knew the situation I was in.
Sure,
and sure. So that was pretty scary. My youngest daughter has bad allergies, and she's had, I mean, the first time she ate the wrong food, we took her to the emergency room because her skin was becoming mottled and she couldn't breathe, and we did IVs and epinephrine and cortisone and all that stuff. And she also has developed a couple bad inhalant allergies. And one night, in the middle of the night, my eldest daughter came and said, Ariana can't breathe. And it's like another one of those oh shit moments.
Yeah.
And so we go and see her, and her lips are blue, her skin is mottled, she's wheezing, and all her lung fields sound terrible. And she'd gotten exposed to some cats and had a delayed reaction. So I said, okay, you know, ER, no ER. So we gave her some optimized Pimag water. I did give her a Benadryl. It's like it could combine traditional and Western medicine. Gave her Benadryl, gave her some Pimag water, wrapped her in the far infrared blanket,
the MagBoy.
MagBoy. And the, actually, I think we probably used the
PowerMag.
PowerMag. I think at least this thing, Alien Age. used that on her. And those far infrared blanket, PowerMag.
And a Backflex.
Backflex, CM cream, and PyMag water. And within about 5 minutes, she started to feel a little better. Within 15 minutes, her lips weren't blue anymore. Mm. And within about 20, 25 minutes, most of the wheezing was gone. The skin rash was going away. She could swallow. She could barely swallow the PyMag water initially. And that was another one of those decisions. Okay, do we take her to the emergency room?
Sure.
Or do we treat her at home and see if we can cool it off?
Mm-hmm.
So, within 30 minutes, she said, can I go back to bed?
That's
we were
a
messing
smart
with
kid.
Her. She was tired. She wanted to go back to bed. And then she said, you know, how many times has Nikin saved my life?
Wow.
And this was just one of several times that we made a decision, knowing how she reacted, whether she could get by doing Nikin.
Mm-hmm.
And that's for several reasons. One, nobody wants to emergency room.
Right.
Two, we're delaying treatment for her if we can get her better at home. And, you know, three, you know, the cost factor. It's a lot cheaper to treat her at home as long as we're comfortable with what's going on.
Right.
And then sometimes, you know, most people...
what we often forget is the creative uses of the products. And the key is just, you know, why not? When in doubt, go for it. And
you can always start
the
magnets the way to the hospital. You can always start the magnets before you call EMS. You start the products first because you're going to have to wait anyway.
Right. And that's what I know we've got a lot of other people who want to share what some of these things are that you normally wouldn't think of. You know, would you normally think of, for example, one of my favorites is taking an extra set of Magboy and putting them in the dryer. Well, why on earth would you do that, Vance? Well, because it eliminates about, 80 to 90% of the static electricity out of the clothes. Because they've lodged themselves and got stuck to the side of the drum, and that circulation of those that magnetic energy, counteracts the effect of, natural static electricity. Just different things like that. So, thank you, Chris and Karen from Louisiana. Let's hear a few more. Who's got another product? Product we've used. And remind everyone, if you joined in the last few minutes, if you want to hit *6. That'll greatly help us out. And mute your line so we can't hear any background noise.
Right.
So we can keep the line as open as possible. And if you're talking and you haven't hit *6, we can hear you. It's the way our ears work. And, who wants to go next? I know there's people on the line that have got ideas to share.
You are acting with Kevin. You have *6.
And I
Beth,
think,
can you hear me?
Go ahead.
Beth, this is Rob from New Jersey.
Good morning.
Good morning. Hey, I guess it's kind of a combination demonstration and kind of a use which is not very common. I'm new to Canada by a couple of years, but my background is in health education, wellness, and fitness. And I've recently been using a demonstration to show the power of our mag steps and mag strides as it relates to increased flexibility and the mag voice. Simply by having someone demonstrate or try and touch their toes while standing up, and then having them stand on a pair of insoles, and just see a dramatic increase in their flexibility. And a lot of people experience back pain in our culture. Probably up to 70% of the culture will experience some sort of back pain, and most of that is muscular due to just lack of flexibility, the hamstring area. And I think it's just a great demonstration of just the impact of a passive effectiveness of our products. And even doing the same thing with a pair of Mag Boys, anyone that's athletic and exercises on a regular basis, we know the importance of flexibility. Most of the time when you want to stretch, you want to be warmed up. Our products allow you, specifically the Mag Boys and the Mag Strides, just to rub those on certain parts of your body, and will automatically increase your flexibility. I just think it's a very powerful demonstration, just a great use of our products. And as a someone who's in his mid-40s and very active, I do a lot of officiating and football and basketball, and I've helped other co-officials that are in their mid to late 40s and 50s just have great results as a result of demonstrating the value of our products and just the passive effectiveness. Mm-hmm. So I just wanted to share that.
Yeah, no, that's a great tip, because a lot of us, we forget that how flexibility issues are muscle-related. And All of the products, especially what you said, the Mag Steps and the Mag Boy, will greatly improve the muscles' ability to flex and to stretch to the fullest potential. I remember from years ago doing that at a wellness preview, and a gal who, she was taller than I am, which isn't saying much at 5'6", but she reached over forward and she couldn't get her fingertips anywhere near the floor. And we did the same thing. I didn't even touch her, but I simply spun the Mag Boy over her back, and she went down and put her palms on the floor, flat. And everybody in the room that could actually see that point in the front of the room was just in shock. The oohs and the ahs were hilarious, because she was surprised, because normally it takes a bit of stretching to be able to do that. So great. Great tip. Great idea.
Mag Boys.
I know we've got some more. I can hear Wendell. Wendell, you got a tip that is one of your favorites? Oh, I thought I heard Wendell anyways. The line's open, folks, so if you've got a product tip or product idea, one of those creative uses that normally we wouldn't think of.
Vance, you chime in with another if you care.
Go ahead, Chris.
Yeah. Okay. Karen was wanting me to mention, especially this time of the year, with folks dealing with sinus issues, that using the CM cream around the temples, around the nose, across the face, really just keeping it away out of the eyes, because of course the menthol is a bit strong, can be real helpful to open up the airways and to ease up the sinus area. The immunity helps to clear up the infection and helps to prevent the sinusitis. And using the sleep mask helps dramatically to keep the sinuses clear at night and prevent sinusitis.
And I've actually had a couple of patients I put on the immunity for other issues that find that it helps them not have allergies.
One of my favorites is rubbing the CM cream directly on the throat.
Yeah.
Because the ear, nose, and throat, everything is combined on that area of the body, and it really, really does a great job of, whatever it's doing.
One of the consultants at a conference one day called it, said, I call CM cream stands for constant miracle. Virtually every time I put it on anything. I tell people to remember it's anti-inflammatory, so anything that's inflamed and a swollen issue, give it a try.
And we have a downline that we say we don't want to know every place she's ever used the CM cream.
Right. Another popular use in the summertime. If you forget to use the sunblock or the suntan lotion, and you get out, and especially the first time, we usually forget that, okay, the sun's pretty powerful. The CM cream and any of the far infrared products, especially combined, it's always the first thing that our girls grab if they do get a sunburn, because, it, as you said, Chris, it contains an anti-inflammatory, and it's a fantastic use to literally set or cure or turn the tide of that sunburn, to help take the sting out of it, to take the heat out of it, and then when you sleep underneath the far infrared comforter, or those of us who have been in Nikin a while, we'll go grab a pair of the far infrared long johns, or putting a wrap over an area if it's just, your hands or your face. We've never, ever had a sunburn last more than 12 hours when we use the products. And as was mentioned, again, the only thing that you really want to pay attention to is keep the CM cream away from the eyes.
And I tell you, Chris and I, if we're dressed, we usually have CM cream with us. And I was in the hospital with my dad in the ER a couple weeks ago, and he had severe hip pain from laying on that stretcher. And so I pulled the CM cream out, and I said, okay, Dad, show me where it hurts. And within 5 minutes, his hip was fine.
Mm-hmm.
And, didn't tell the doctors that, but,
The CM is also good for headaches. If you put a dab where the three plates of the skull come together.
At the base of the neck.
The neck and over the temples. And then take the Magboy and spin the Magboy over the temples if the noise doesn't bother them.
Mm-hmm.
Headaches can usually be relieved in 5 or 10 minutes.
Oh, mm-hmm. One other thing I'll mention and let someone else talk. For those people that don't want the hair to go gray, to get away from the CM cream, we found out accidentally when we started using lactoferrin that because it helps the body work better and absorb nutrients better, like Chris was getting a lot of gray hairs, and he started doing the lactoferrin, and the lady that cut his hair accused him of dyeing his hair.
It took about 6 weeks, and I've gone on and off of it. When I get off of it, it starts getting gray again.
And I hardly get many gray hairs, but I hadn't done lactoferrin regularly for a while, and they were coming in and bringing their friends. And now that I do it regular, I have one pop up once in a while. And I'm, 53, and I still haven't had to resort to dyeing my hair yet.
It's funny how many people will take the lactoferrin because of that story when I've been trying to tell them to do it for their health, and they won't even listen.
Well, because we live in a culture where we're a little more vain than that.
The thing is, when the lactoferrin helps with the absorption, the body can waste the nutrients on hair.
Mm-hmm.
So that might be a help for people who, want to look better, but the thing is, they're not just going to look better, they're going to be healthier.
Sure, exactly. And that, again, we forget the power of prevention. and we're talking about, you know, self-care versus health-care. If we take ownership of our health and we're willing to just give it a try, see what happens. And so using lactoferrin for, you know, gray hairs, you know, you never know. See what'll work for you. Another
one.
You
never know, that might be an in for somebody for the business, like somebody
who
owns a hairdresser or barber.
There you go. Another one that I need. Go ahead.
Okay, real quickly to go on that. I'm down in Destin, Florida, and had been there a few days, and it rained every day. So the last day the sun came out, I was determined. I got burned like a red lobster. It was about 7 o'clock, and I was in the condo. I was just too lazy, didn't know what to do, put the CM cream on. By midnight when I went to bed, I had a golden tan, and that's how I started using the CM cream. And I got to tell you, people tell me my wrinkles have gone, so a lot of the people in the area have started using it. So it's great to get a great tan and not burn, and it's also, I'm told that the wrinkles are going away. So,
oh, there you go. And I can ask you this, as a one male to another, you're how young?
39 years after.
Okay, fantastic. There we go. I didn't catch your answer because we.
I'll tell you, I feel 20 years and look 20 years younger, so I don't know.
All right.
It might be some younger women on the phone that they won't get a phone. I'm a single guy. I'm not happily married like you and Chris.
All right. Well, I know we've got some more. Who else wants to share a product tip or a creative way to use what Ken's given us?
Don, this is Vance. This is Don.
Go ahead, Don.
Yeah, I'm in the Virginia Beach area, and we had a doctor would do a seminar on using magnets and far infrared, a medical doctor. And he used to tell us that whenever he would get a patient with an asthma attack come in his office, he would stop and stop a back flexing. And he said, 20 minutes later, he said, where do I get one of these?
Mm.
And it was 40 many times. So I was driving, and I saw this homeless person, and I was going to just get him some food, and there was two of them actually, and she was on her way to the hospital for that because she was having an asthma attack. And I said, tell her to come here, and I took out a back flex, but a maxi, and I also had a palm mag, and I used that, and within minutes, you could see her face, contorted face, just relax, and her breathing relaxed, and she was amazed. Both of them said, this works faster than the treatment. No, mind you, they would have to get a ride to the hospital and be suffering all that time and then wait for the treatment to work, where this worked in minutes, and they just couldn't believe it. They said, you can make millions with this. I said, I intend to.
You know, and again, I know I sound like a broken record, which kind of dates myself, but folks, all we got to do is remember, everything that Nikan has will help the body do what it's supposed to do. And much quicker, usually, than anything else. So when you're dealing with breathing issues, don't forget that a flex, a set of mag boy, anything directly on the chest, as close to the lungs as you possibly can, or even on the back, in that area, will allow the body to function better. Now, you know, if I was a doctor, I could tell you all the medical things that are going on in the body, but since I'm not, all I know is it just accelerates the body's ability to heal itself. You know, so have some fun with it. One that I need to go on record that a lot of people don't know about is the PiMag Optimize. And this is not really a product use or a product tip, but it's one of those things that really is not mentioned in the instruction manual at all, in that there's a built-in timer, a built-in counter in that product that when you flip it on and you push the far button on the left, button number one, and then you push button number two, and a 009 pops up on those three illuminated number panel there. And if you push and hold that middle button, then wait about 5 seconds or so, and then you're going to see three numbers appear on the number panel. And that'll tell you how many cycles you've run with the unit. And every 150 cycles or so, that's a good idea of when to replace that ring in the bottom of the pitcher. So at 150, 300, 450, and so on. So again, turn it on, get all three to illuminate, push the second button, the middle one, and then push and hold the second button, that middle button, and it'll tell you the number. So it's a good way to remember how to when to change, and sometimes the water, the molecular structure is harder or softer or whatever, and sometimes you're going to want to change it before that, but that's a good way to remember to do that. So we've got more
tips. This is Molly.
Go ahead, Molly.
Counting the hours, if when it is a 200 hours, then we would change.
Mm-hmm. Look, there, and that timer will keep track of it for you. That's what the counter is built in there.
Yes.
So 150, 200, use your own discretion. I've discovered that in ours, about 150 cycles or so, I can look at that basket in the bottom, the ring, and notice that some of those little particulates in there, some of those little nutrient, you know, balls, whatever they are, they're starting to break down small enough that some of them are slipping through the little ring. And it's not going to kill you, but it's not a good idea to be consuming those, so that's when we change ours. Another one in the arena of the water products, the aquaport, the mineral stones in the bottom of the aquaport, whether it's the deluxe, the original one. Instead of throwing those out or replacing them, it's just as simple to put them in a pot on the stove, bring it to boil for a couple minutes, and then cool them off and then put them back in. That will basically recharge, and it's obviously best to use Pymag water rather than chlorinated water, but every time we've done that for ours, it recharges and it gets away eliminates anything that might have built up on them. Kind of gives them a fresh, you know, makeover, so to speak.
And
yes, Mom, go ahead.
I have a couple on body balance.
Yeah. Okay.
I have been experimenting with food as I normally do, and find that one of the recipes that came down from Dr. Oz that I've dramatically revised, works really well with our body balance in it. In fact, by the time you get through putting a full serving of body balance in it for an 8-inch square pan, it's so healthy it should be called the entree. Now, I can't give it over the phone because there's too many ingredients. It would take too long to explain. But it's very simple. And it's very good, and we had a couple over here in their 80s last night. They inhaled them, and when we got through, Vance sent two small pieces with each of them, and that almost took care of the whole pan. I think there were two pieces left.
You're describing something, and so help the folks out. You're talking about an 8-inch square pan of brownies, basically.
Brownies, yes, and with a full scoop of that in on top of all the other health ingredients, I say it should be called an entree. Now, I've tested it about 10 different times, adjusting the ingredients, so I'll make sure you get that to send down right away. The other one is in your smoothies. We do a smoothie in the morning instead of just a regular meal replacement. We don't be replacing meals, but we do want the nutrients. And so I do a lot of green veggies, and a little bit of fruit, and then I throw in body balance and the jade greenzymes, and it is an incredible first part of our breakfast. Later we get some other, you know. Now, on top of that, any place where you need additional sweetness, instead of putting sugar or any kind of a sweetness in, try adding some of the body balance. It's not as sweet as sugar, but you're going to get such high nutrition when you do that. And if you want a sweet tart flavor, put some lemon and the body balance together. It doesn't matter whether it's vanilla or chocolate, because the chocolate is so mild it works just as well. So anyway, I'm encouraging all of you to do some experimenting with what you normally put together for food. And, I'd love to know, because I work with a whole group of gals that love to get all of these ideas. So if you'd pass them on to Vance or to me, I would share them with others. And you know what that's going to do for our business also? It's going to increase the body balance, jade greenzymes especially, and then Siaga. Siaga makes a wonderful dressing I started out, well, actually I didn't. Lynn Dillman had passed on the idea. Started out with a little Ciaga, a little water, a little balsamic vinegar. Now I just do the, and a little oil, and you don't need the oil in there. But it makes absolutely wonderful dressing.
So you're talking salad dressing here, using the Ciaga as the base, a little balsamic vinegar, and a touch of oil, and shake that up, and you've got your own, well,
You put a little water in there, too, if you don't want it quite strong. So any of those ingredients, balsamic, the Ciaga, the water, and what did I say?
Touch of oil.
Oil, a little oil. You want
sure,
it. You want
sure
to leave something
oil.
Out, leave it out.
Yeah. Okay. Well, on the nutritional side, I need to throw in another that pops into mind. And don't worry, there's others out that want to share. Utilizing the jade greenzyme. And a lot of us mix it up with Ciaga, or mix it up with grape juice. And as a reminder, as Roger Drummer points out, when consuming that product, it's always best to use a non-acidity-based juice. For example, grape juice. Apple juice is your best bet if you're not mixing it with Ciaga or water. Another way to utilize the jade greenzymes, which will not really good for our business, but stretch the dollar, which some people may be interested in, is if you normally would mix a teaspoon in with Ciaga water and mix it down, try taking a half a teaspoon and dumping it underneath your tongue. And from a nutritional perspective, the people that I've talked to who are much smarter in that arena than I am will always say I remember Karen Hannigan sharing with me that your mouth, especially under your tongue, is the fastest way to get the signal to the brain of what you're putting into the body. And if you want to turn, send those triggers to the brain and say, okay, we've got the best stuff coming into the body, by putting it underneath the tongue, it bypasses the digestive glands, and it absorbs into the bloodstream at a much more accelerated rate. So if you really want to get the most effectiveness out, now you can still drink it down. And we have people that do it both ways, some underneath the tongue and then some mixed in water, so they're going to get it through the body in every single angle and every approach. But another way to consume the nutritionals, the immunity, and also the lactoferrin with both. As soon as you feel a cold or something coming on, that little itchy, irritating scratch in the throat, try taking an immunity every 2 to 3 hours, dumping it underneath your tongue. I'll warn you in advance, it tastes nasty, it's completely disgusting, but you'll find real quick that you're not running the, 3, 4, 5 days with the sniffles or whatever. I've literally, in 24 hours, been able to turn something, whatever it was that I felt coming on, been able to turn it around by doing that. Again, just pop open the capsule, dump it under the tongue, lactoferrin or immunity, and then if the taste is killing you, we'll dump a little bit of the jade greenzymes on top of it. And
actually, thanks to Julia Leatherman, who has a degree in nursing, her daughter has used the lactoferrin instead of antibiotics. She gives it to her children at night, just when they're going to bed, and has dramatic results. And we've had several other people do the same thing. So replacement, not according to not taking them to the doctor, of course, but try it. It doesn't hurt, like was said earlier.
Yeah, completely natural. There's no side effects. And, it's kid user friendly. All right, we've got time for a couple more. Anybody else want to share their product use or their tip?
Vince.
Hi, Dan.
Go ahead.
This is Colleen Thomas. As long as we're talking about babies, my daughter has a one-year-old, and when he has got diaper rash, she used the skin toner. A little bit of that, and now the diaper rash is gone.
Basically, you're utilizing the True Elements toner, or even if we still have any of the Swiss Soul Flower toner. I've heard the same thing with bug bites, with allergic reactions on the skin to any type of plant life, poison oak, that kind of thing. And what you're talking about is using it on a baby rash, a diaper rash, an inflammation in the skin. I remember one years ago, a gal said it's an instant cure for sunburns as well, the toner. It replenishes the skin and restores it. So rather than, what is the common cream? I just forgot, it's been so long since I've been changing a diaper myself. What's the common cream that we always use, we always grab for diaper rashes?
Oh, like Desitin and things like that.
There you go. The white pasty stuff that's just nasty.
Right.
So instead of doing that, maybe keeping a bottle of toner around would do the trick even better, and it would be more natural. Well, actually, completely natural. So thank you, Colleen. I always forget that one for any type of skin rash. Great.
This is Molly. On the back problem or osteoarthritis, one time I had it very bad because I had been sitting for 3 hours in poor posture, bending over to use the computer. And the back starting from feeling stiff, and I say, wow, it's no problem. A little bit stiff, back flex can always do its job for me. But this time, back flex did not do it. And the second day, I couldn't even walk with a normal gait. I have to shovel because if I looked up my feet, I was incontinent right away. And then I attended a party anyway the next day, and someone told me, go home and spin your power mag. At that time, I had a worse situation than you do. So I did between the couch and the kitchen because I had the guests overnight and they were visiting. So I had to cook at the same time when I tried to treat my back problem. And so from Saturday afternoon, about 4 o'clock, I started to thin, and then at night I started also. And next day, I was able to go to IMAX with my grandchildren. And then the next day, Monday. Then the Monday, I went shopping for nothing. I came to my mind about my problems. I was normal again. And then only when the friend reminded me, I saw you couldn't even lift your feet out of your car on Friday in the drugstore. What happened to you? So how goes? So from Saturday to Sunday and Monday, that's tremendous.
Well, and that's, we always sometimes forget the power of utilizing any of the biaxial technology, and especially on the back. It's one of the things that I'll do when I sit on the couch and read in the morning, is just take the power mag, flip it on, and shove it in between the cushions, and so it stays in place right there on the lower back, and it's been wonderful. Our girls do the same thing. Whenever they feel, get a bump or bruise, an ouch or an ache, being quick to grab the biaxial technology, and that's one of those arenas that Anthony Beauvais is continuing to develop, as we've seen in the Nature Rest product, that we're going to see a lot more of that. So, well, hey, I want to respect everybody's time. I know there's a lot more people. I know there's a lot of other folks that would love to share ideas, and if you've got them, you want to send them around, email them to me. I'd love to have them, and just want to remind folks that if you've got somebody that would benefit from listening to some of these tips, or you want to go back and listen to them again because you missed the combination of the products, let's go back to the website that Steve Crowfoot has made available to us, and the web address is simply canb4u.biz/s. That's canb4u.biz/s. And you can listen to the recording.